From Babylon to Timbuktu, Chapter 1, Ancient Black Civilizations. More than 6,000 years ago in the land called Mesopotamia, there developed the most remarkable civilization then known to mankind. This civilization was centered between the Tigris and the Euphrates rivers. These rivers begin in the mountains of Armenia and flow in a southeastern direction toward the Persian Gulf. The soil of this area is tremendously fertile because of the alluvial deposits brought down by the two rivers. European civilization developed from ancient black civilization. Without this black civilization, white domination and influence as we know it today would have been improbable. A number of different tribes were entrenched in the southern part of the Tigris-Euphrates region. This southern section was known at different times by many names, among which are Sumer, Akkad, and Chaldee. But the name best known to us is Babylonia. This area was also the location of the Garden of Eden, and the people of this region were jet black. I shall prove conclusively that the black people have the most ancient history of all humans. The best available source of proof is the history of the Jews, known as the Bible. In Genesis 2:10 it is written, "And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads." There were four rivers which watered the Garden of Eden. I shall cite the third and fourth rivers first, then I shall proceed to the first and second rivers, because it fits better into my line of reasoning. Genesis 2:14 reads, "And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria, and the fourth river is Euphrates." Commentators and scholars have identified the river Hiddekel. They say it is the Tigris River. Now I shall cite Genesis 2:13. "And the name of the second river is Gihon, the same is it that compasseth the whole land of Ethiopia." Because the Garden of Eden is associated with the land of Ethiopia, we can conclude that the people were black. Rashi, the 11th century commentator on the Bible, said that the Gihon is the Nile River that bows through eastern Africa. Rashi, most likely, makes this point because the Nile flows in Ethiopia and into Egypt. Dr. Spieser, who was a professor at the University of Pennsylvania, said, "There is no basis for the detouring of the Gihon to Ethiopia." He meant the Ethiopia in Africa, not to mention the Paishan in various remote regions of the world. I agree with Dr. Spieser that we should not search for the Gihon in Africa, nor the Paishan in a remote area of the earth, but that we should search for the Paishan and the Gihon in the Tigris-Euphrates Valley. There were two Ethiopian nations in ancient times, Eastern Ethiopia and Western Ethiopia. This point Dr. Spieser failed to elucidate, possibly because of an oversight. There was an Ethiopian civilization in southern Mesopotamia, or Babylon, but the people in this region did not use their tribal name, Ethiopia, to designate their nationality. They called themselves by the name of the cities that they constructed and inhabited, or they called themselves by an event that happened there. For example, God confused the language of the people at the Tower of Babel. Babel means confusion in Hebrew. This is why the Ethiopian tribes called themselves Babylonians, referring to the name of the city that they constructed. There are many nations that are not designated by their true nationality. For example, the white Australians came from England, but those Englishmen who live in Australia do not call themselves by their ancestral name. They call themselves by the name of the country which they colonized, which is Australia. The people of Australia are represented in the United Nations by the name of their nation, Australia, and not under their ancestral name, England. The people who resided in the lower part of the Tigris-Euphrates Valley were Ethiopian, black in complexion. We read in Genesis 10:8 that Cush begat Nimrod. The word Cush means Ethiopia, and Cush was the father of the Ethiopians. For the meaning of the word Cush, see Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary. Nimrod was a mighty Ethiopian conqueror and builder in the land of Shinar. We find in Genesis 10:8-10 that Nimrod ruled over such cities as Babylon, Erech, Akkad. All of these cities are situated in the land of Shinar. Another name for Shinar is Sumer. This civilization was of a high order and one of the oldest civilizations in ancient times. In Genesis 10:7 we read, "And the sons of Cush, Seba and Havilah." Now we have learned that Havilah was the son of Cush, who was an Ethiopian. The word Havilah becomes the name of a tribe and a region, known as the land of Havilah, and the Havilites, or Ethiopians, lived in the land of Havilah,